countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Now, can you believe it? It's 6 months ago today since we heard this.
So from 6pm today, the following measures are being put in place. Schools, colleges and childcare facilities will close from tomorrow. Where possible, teaching will be done online or remotely. Cultural institutions will close as well. You should continue to go to work if you can, but where possible, you should work from home. Break times and working times should be staggered.
Well, indeed, our lives have been turned upside down since that, but we have all had to adapt and companies have had to change the way they do business as well, including food companies. And this week, in the first comprehensive survey of almost 200 small to medium-sized Irish agribusinesses and food companies, half said that they have seen a drop in turnover this year. The sentiment survey carried out by Amorach on behalf of IFAC is a comprehensive overview of the mood among the Irish agribusiness companies right now as we deal with COVID and prepare for Brexit. David Layden is head of food and agribusiness with IFAC.
So Damien, you're right, like the food and agribusiness survey is a sentiment survey, so we're really trying to see how people in the food and agribusiness sector are doing, and this year has been really exceptional, as we all know. And what we can see is optimism and revenue are down. So we have an optimism index and that's dropped to a three-year low of 55% of people being optimistic. Revenue is also down. A lot of the businesses need to access the COVID supports that were available. So it's 6 out of 10 businesses accessing those supports. So that shows that they were under some pressure. They were proactive though, you know, cost reduction, debtor management, online trading all took place. And finally, I suppose there was a varying impact. So agribusinesses and food producers who were dealing with multiples in the supermarkets did okay. But those food producers who were focused on food service, and that's your restaurants, your hotels, they had a very difficult time.
Yeah, but you did mention online there. And when we talk about those sort of businesses on the programme back in March and April, we spoke to an awful lot of those whose businesses had collapsed almost overnight. But they were very innovative and they began selling online, something they hadn't done before. Did many of them do this?
They did, and we saw a 54% increase year on year in the number of businesses that were trading online. Now, trading online is important. It'll never fix your full business if you're a food producer. It's right to do it, but I suppose overall what we'd be saying to businesses that we work with, they really need to be building all their digital capacity and capability. So for example, another 36% invested in tech solutions, but we'd be saying, look at how you can digitize processes throughout the business, how you can use data analytics, how you can use automation, cobots, collaborative robots within your food business. So it's not just about the online sales or using social media effectively to market the business. Digitization really filters the whole way through our food and agribusiness at this stage.
I was very interested to notice, David, that 9 out of 10 businesses that you surveyed are going to maintain staff levels or actually increase staff levels. That's obviously very positive.
It's exceptionally positive. But we saw that during the pandemic, only 1 out of 10 actually had to lay off people permanently. So the 9 out of 10 they expect to keep the same numbers or increase their staff numbers next year probably fits in with that. We would acknowledge, though, that the temporary wage subsidy scheme, and I know everybody's heard about this at this stage, but it really made a massive impact to food and agribusinesses. It kept people employed, and we had 39% of companies actually use that temporary wage subsidy scheme to maintain that link with employment. And I suppose what we're saying now is, as we come up to this difficult Brexit time, we hope that government is going to put in place supports that actually nearly match that and help businesses stay alive over the coming 4 or 5 months.
It's gas when we remember back to March and how we were all running to the supermarket before the lockdown and stocking up on food, and there was no real need for it because the shop shelves, they remained full, food supply continued, farmers still get up every day, milk their cows, food producers also did the same. So the food supply continued, exports continued relatively uninterrupted. So what about the turnover of a lot of these food businesses? Were they down? Because we obviously still needed to eat and we began buying to eat at home.
Yeah, so we saw that 51% of businesses that we interviewed, revenue went down and revenue decreased. In 2019, 19% experienced a revenue decrease. And you'll be saying, as you say, why did that happen? So firstly, anybody that was exposed to food service, anyone that was exposed to restaurants, did suffer a decline in sales. The other one that happened, and maybe people mightn't be familiar with this, is but a lot of niche products were delisted or got less shelf space at the start of the pandemic, because everybody was doing that one big shop a week.
Yeah.
The supermarkets were focused on the staples and making sure that the supply chain focused on staples. So if you had a nice niche product, look at it, you weren't getting the same sales. And then obviously we had an increase in online sales going through the multiples, and that changed consumers' buying behavior. So there was multiple reasons why turnover could be hit. We also did see, though, for some companies that were totally focused on supermarkets with very staple products, they saw an increase in sales. And for a couple of weeks there, every week was like Christmas week.
Yeah. And that was David Layden there. And that third food and agribusiness report has just been published by IFAC. I'm sure you can find details of it online, ifac.ie. As I said, lots of really interesting statistics there in relation to the sentiment of Irish small to medium-sized food businesses, many of them whom we spoke to after that Leo Varadkar announcement back in March.